And welcome back to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is opening the door to put the welcome mat out and welcome you to visit us here in North Central Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Museums, falls, public land to explore, wide open spaces and big wide open night skies. Lots of things there. So check it out, visitvalentine.com. It's a great place to visit.
Indeed it is. We welcome you all. And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News before we dig further into more good stuff. We're not the flashy full-color magazine type. No, we focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to us for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace our rancher style once you see our content. Check us out online, tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
Some differences between men and women when it comes to eating out.
Oh.
When the bill arrives, Mike, Dave, and John will each throw in $20, even though the bill is only $32.50. None of them will have anything smaller, and none will actually admit that they want change back. When the girls get their bill, out come the pocket calculators. When it comes to money, a man will pay $2 for a $1 item that he needs. On a woman's side, she'll pay a dollar for a $2 item that she doesn't need, but it's on sale.
Because of the money she saved.
Bathrooms. A man has 6 items in his bathroom, toothbrush and toothpaste, shaving cream, razor, bar of soap, and a towel. The average number of items in the typical woman's bathroom is 337. A man would not be able to identify more than 20 of those items. Arguments. A woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument. One more of those, and then Kim's got something for us today. On the future. A woman worries about the future until she gets a husband. A man never worries about the future until he gets a wife. So those are some things that we're going to share with you today. Just for some tongue-in-cheek fun things. What do you have, Kim?
I have coyotes in Wyoming.
They have coyotes in Wyoming?
Is it coyotes or coyotes?
I say coyotes.
Well, I think they're both accurate, aren't they?
Technically, I think they are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say coyotes in Wyoming.
All right.
Okay. The governor of California is jogging with his dog along a nature trail. A coyote jumps out and attacks the governor's dog, then bites the governor. Number one, the governor starts to intervene, but reflects upon a movie, Bambi, and then realizes he should stop because the coyote is only doing what is natural. Number two, he calls animal control. Animal control captures the coyote and bills the state $200, testing it for diseases, and $500 for relocating. He calls a veterinarian. The vet collects the dead dog and bills the state $200, testing it for diseases. The governor goes to the hospital and spends $3,500 getting checked for diseases from the coyote and on getting his bite wound bandaged. Number five, the running trail gets shut down for 6 months while Fish and Game conducts a $100,000 survey to make sure the area is now free of dangerous animals. The governor spends $50,000 in state funds implementing a coyote awareness program for residents of the area. The state legislature spends $2 million to study how to better treat rabies and how to permanently eradicate the disease throughout the world. The governor's security agent is fired for not stopping the attack. The state spends $150,000 to hire and train a new agent with special training, for example, the nature of coyotes. PETA protects the coyotes' relocation and files a $5 million suit against the state of California. Governor of Wyoming is jogging with his dog along a nature trail. A coyote jumps out and attacks his dog. The governor shoots the coyote with his state-issued pistol and keeps jogging. The governor also spent 50 cents on a .45 ACP hollow point cartridge. The buzzards eat the dead coyote, and that, my friends, is why California is broke and Wyoming is not.
Well, the 50-cent shell might be a dollar now.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
true. Might have doubled in price.
That's
but anyway,
very true.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.